everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Unsolved Mysteries. It is your host, Natalie, and today we are going to be talking about a very popular killer that we almost all know, the Zodiac Killer. So, the serial killer known as the Zodiac Killer in the late 1960s and early 1970s terrorized Northern California. There were at least 5 victims, but later on the murderer would claim he had killed at least 37 people in total. And on December 20th of 1968 on Lake Herman Road in Vallejo, a 17-year-old David and a 16-year-old Betty were shot and killed while sitting in the parking lot in a graveled parking area. And by the time police arrived, Betty was found dead, but David was still alive. But unfortunately, he would die on the way to the hospital. This was the first murder that the Zodiac Killer conducted and got away with. Dang, this... Jesus. So, his first murder he got away with was a 16-year-old man and a 16-year-old woman. Sorry, got that backwards. But anyways, the Zodiac's next crime would happen on 4th of July on 1947 in Blue Rock Springs Park. And it was only a few minutes away from the previous crime he committed. The Zodiac Killer approached a parked car with a flashlight, then murdered a 22-year-old Darlene and a 19-year-old Michael. Seems like he's, like, killing couples right now. And they were both still alive when found, but only Michael would survive. Damn. I would hate to be shot. But Michael was able to describe the shooter. He was about 5'8", 200 pounds, stocky build, between 26 and 30 years old, so an older man with a light brown curly hair. Within an hour, the police received a phone call from someone who claimed to be the shooter and the shooter in Lake Herman Road's murders. On August 1st of 1969, the San Francisco Chronicle and the Examiner of the Vallejo Herald all received a handwritten letter by someone who claimed to be the shooter. The letters revealed specific details about the killings to prove that the writer was indeed the murderer. All of the letters were signed with a circle and a cross through it. The symbol would eventually be known as the mark of the Zodiac Killer. Wow, so he made his own signature and everything. And it also included the letter where 3 different codes that the Zodiac Killer demanded be printed in newspapers or else he would kill again. So he really wants to be public. The Zodiac Killer really, really wanted to be public and known. And the Zodiac Killer said that the cracked codes would reveal his identity. So he was just really giving out hints. He was like, here, come see if you can figure out who I am. Make me public, make me famous, da 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 da. 3 days later, August 4th, another letter was received and it started with a phrase saying, "This is the Zodiac speaking," and marking the first time the killer referred to himself as the Zodiac. So 4 days later, on August 8th, the code was cracked by a couple of the a couple in California. The codes read, "I like killing because it's so much fun. It is more fun than killing wild game in the forest because man is the most dangerous animal of all to kill. Something gives me the most thrilling experience. It is even better than getting your rocks off with a girl. The best part of it is that when I die, I will be reborn in paradise. And those I have killed will become my slaves. I will not give you my name because you will slow down or stop my collecting of slaves for the afterlife." Jesus, this guy seems really, really religious. He is killing all of these people because he thinks that when he dies, he will be reborn in paradise and everyone that he killed will be his slaves. Are you kidding me? Jesus. And after claiming 3 more lives and causing nationwide terror, the Zodiac Killer wrote his final letter on January 29 of 1974. And it was concluding the letter with the new score. Quote, end quote, ME equals 37 SFPD equals 0. The true identity of the killer has never been found. That's very creepy. I wonder what his final letter meant. Like, still to this day, the Zodiac Killer has not been caught, and he wants all these slaves for his afterlife. And just going on and on. It seems like he was really killing couples at first. And this is a big guy, apparently. 200 pounds or larger, and he's not that tall. He's 5'8". But that is today's episode of Unsolved Mysteries by your host, Natalie. Thank you for listening to the Zodiac Killer story. Thanks a lot, and I'll catch you next time.